University of Michigan students have been hard at work the last 6 weeks in a studio at the back of the university's public safety building. They've been designing and building the papier-mâché puppets that will star in Sunday's Festifools, as well as some of the luminaries that will take part in tonight's Full Moon. Most of the students in the class aren't primarily focused on art. Psychology major Latorian Jackson has made a monster book puppet.
I don't agree with some things in history, and so basically it's a monster head. One hand he has a lighter, another hand he has some scissors. So I feel like we should cut certain parts out of history and, you know, just restart.
Jackson thinks the class is great for any student that likes to get dirty and paint. She says it's a stress reliever and has taught her to think about the meaning behind artwork. Lecturer Mark Tucker is the creative director for Wonderful Productions. He jokes they've yet to produce a professional puppet maker, but thinks students get a lot out of the class they can apply to whatever field they will enter. Tucker says it's an entirely new set of puppets each year.
Keeps the event fresh every year and keeps my students on their toes. They know they've got to make enough pieces to fill up a whole event and to make a spectacle out of brand new pieces. So we enjoy the process of watching it all start over from zero every year. And it's nice to have the old ones here in the studio as kind of inspiration.
The one exception is the giant His Honor, a papier-mâché puppet head that looks like Mayor John Hiefje. Tucker laughs that he will be following the mayoral election closely this year, since Hiefje isn't seeking re-election.
He's been a really good sport coming every year to march alongside his doppelganger. Not everyone, you know, can do that, because otherwise, you know, you might be called a fool from time to time, at least once a year. But I know that I'm going to be voting on the next mayor based on whether or not they'll make a good-looking papier-mâché head, you know.
While Tucker has experience as the former art director for the Michigan Thanksgiving Parade, he notes they don't use the word parade to describe the hour of chaos and mayhem that is Festifools.
We basically open up two blocks of a street, and we think of that more as a stage rather than, you know, starting at point A and going to point B. It's more like a three-ring circus with our puppets and drummers and musicians and dancers.
Tucker thinks Festifool started as a university and student-driven event 8 years ago, but has become more community-driven over the years. That's particularly true of Full Moon, which takes place tonight. Tucker expects several hundred luminaries, with about 95% of them made by community members.
We have workshops leading up to Full Moon where people could come down throughout the month of March and make these luminary sculptures and walk away with something they have completely designed and made themselves, and then they bring it back to our event.
Another difference between the two events is Festifools is completely non-commercial, while Full Moon is sponsored by a variety of local businesses. Even so, the Festifools and Full Moon organizers are always looking for university, community, and foundation support to remain sustainable. Sherry Brown is a member of the Wonderful Productions Volunteer Board. Brown thinks the foolishness continues to grow in popularity because it's largely a community-built event.
Not something that's curated and highly produced. It's not happenstance, but there's a little chaos to it, and it's unknowable before it happens. And I think that's really engaging.
Brown notes some of the old Festifools puppets were part of the art prize in Grand Rapids last year, so they're hoping for a boost in attendance this year. Full Moon runs from dusk until midnight tonight, with processions of luminaries starting at the Farmers Market, the University of Michigan Museum of Art, and Slauson Middle School a little after 8 o'clock. Festifools is on Main Street from 4 to 5 Sunday. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.